This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
I'm Paige, and headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So we begin with this. 1 in 7 people have done this behind the wheel of a car.
Diarrhea.
Cha-cha-cha. No. Well, I mean, I've had some close calls in the car where you better pull over because you got to go to the...
Because why? You going to spray the side of the highway?
You got to go potty.
I think they retarded the road.
But luckily...
I didn't say what you thought I just said either.
Luckily, I got to, you know, a bathroom in time.
Thank God. It's harder for women, too, when it comes to that. Especially if you got on pantyhose and leggings.
Well, it can be a dangerous situation.
It can be, because I would put it off, and I would drive when I was taking care of Jared. You know, when he was in the hospital, I'd have to drive down to Charleston. And that's a 3-hour drive, and you think, well, I'm going to wait and get to this other gas station, but you've already waited an hour.
You know what? I try to get diarrhea before a long road trip. It makes me drive faster.
It really does.
Because when you start planking, where you're like, if I don't plank right now or do a Kegel or two, like, this is going to pop out. So you're like planking, so you're like lead footing it. You're driving 90, 95.
Down.
That's why you got to keep a bucket in the car.
Is
5-gallon bucket with a hole cut in the bottom.
How do you take your pants off as a female?
You don't. You keep a hose pipe in there and have a friend siphon it for you.
I mean, I can't do that.
Are you wearing a romper? Like, you'd have to take the whole thing off.
How do you keep the foot on the gas pedal?
Serious question. Do you think some, and I know it's all guarded, or not guarded, but regulated and stuff, but like, you think any truckers or long haulers, like, just put on the Depends and just go to town?
Oh, I would think.
I mean, you got to.
Would you want to sit in that?
I was behind a trucker yesterday, and up near the farm.
You would.
Watching him just having to struggle to turn on a regular road, I'm like, God bless y'all. Y'all put up with so much bullcrap. That has got to be the biggest pain in your ass.
Do you ever forget that you got, you know, like a trailer back there, and you just like take a normal turn? Like a
I did see somebody ride up on the sidewalk on 291 the other day.
Oh, God. God bless them. I hope they're okay.
Because I know people hauling trailers sometimes behind trucks have to forget. There's a trailer back there.
Like a wide load trailer?
Or like, you know.
Or a
trailer. Like a landscaper.
Where when it turns, you're right.
So you might jackknife it and just lose your load off the interstate. Whoa.
But also, if it's a 2-lane turn, the trucker can't always assume that the person on the left knows they need to turn out wide to turn.
Yeah.
And they'll just casually drive over, and I about got took over front broadsided, whatever that would be, by a trucker a couple of weeks ago.
You mean like at a four-way stop where they just you get too close, you got to back up?
291 in front of the chocolate shop, turning that way to go up 291.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That right there, when two people can turn, and a trucker just, you know, just assumed that the people would wait. But also am mindful that that's hard as hell for them to do, and it didn't fall from heaven.
All right.
If it wasn't
by a trucker.
Wasn't
manna.
If you bought it, they brought it.
Mm-hmm. That's what your mama said.
They're going out tonight. Truckers.
Okay, so this story has nothing to do with what we were talking about.
No. Well, it's usually the way on this show.
Zero. Whatsoever.
I still haven't told you yet about me fighting a goat. I'll get to it by the week's over. It's not really fighting, but he's a jerk.
Oh, I want to know. All right, so these people, 1 in 7 people have fallen asleep at the wheel. Now, I've almost done that.
That's a band.
I do that.
It's hard when you're tired like that.
You're a nymphomaniac or necrophiliac.
Thank God for the rumble strips on the road because...
I know. I've had a situation like that.
It'll wake you up.
Yeah.
Now, I think they're there to slow the car down, right, if something happens.
I think whatever works, but that's... Yeah. It's been years. I used to... Before my tonsils were taken out. Remember, I'd fall asleep.
Oh, hey, if you're a trucker, let us know. Like, have you hit the runoff on the side of the mountain on 26 where it's like real bumpy and like I want to know if anybody's ever hit that in a truck because it looks like it's gonna ramp.
Green Valley Gorge right there,
it might be around there, probably when you're going down 26 if you're going like to Spartanburg from Asheville that way.
Yeah,
and it gets like anybody hit that runoff? Oh, because it looks like a ramp that's gonna launch you over the damn mountain.
Yeah, it does,
but it's real bumpy.
God.
Like, I don't know if it stops you in time to...
Seriously, I am not, like, patronizing. Like, truckers, y'all are so not appreciated.
Not a lot of
the
you.
The way you should
I
be.
Know.
They ignore traffic rules.
It's a pain in the butt.
Toilet paper. We love truckers. All right, so, April...
Toilet paper. We love truckers.
Well, do you remember when... The
great
COVID
shortage. When we were back to wiping with our hands and old rags.
The trucks roll in, you're like, sweet Jesus.
Toilet paper.
I'll have toilet paper.
We'll have a sandwich.
Food on the shelves. All right, so April is National Distracted Driving Awareness Month. And there was a study, and it found that 1 in 7 Americans have fallen asleep at the wheel before, and 14% admitted it's happened at least once. Now, I have literally... been at not while driving, but at a stop sign at a light. I have like fallen asleep leaving the radio station where Matt and I used to do overnights. And
We actually have audio from the lady behind Paige in traffic.
You stupid bitch.
That's what she was calling Paige through
the window.
It was just
like I got honked at just a little bit. And it wasn't like I was asleep for a long time because I looked at the clock and I go, oh Lord, I can't do this anymore.
It's weird because when I see you, I think of honkers.
If you honked hers, you don't have hands big enough.
You better get her permission first.
I made sure that I didn't go.
If I ever get in a wreck, I'm going to put Paige right in front of me.
That's what Hooters can change their name to Honkers.
Honkers.
You going to Honkers for lunch?
Kind of fun. Like I have a trucker thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You just can't. It's hard for truckers to park at Hooters, though. You got to park at Mattress World or wherever that is.
Uh-huh. You
Burlington Coat Factory. Where all the landscapers park. You like, y'all ain't going to buy a coat. You going to Hooters.
You got
to
run across the road because you want to take that little shortcut.
Yeah. Cross over to get on Woodger.
And honkers could have too many different things because it could be your nose and whatever else you're talking about.
Right. Hot chicks with huge noses?
Yes.
That could work, too.
Dude, we could open up in Jersey.
That'd be the highest concentration of
good.
High big noses. Hey, welcome to Honkies.
I want the women where their breasts are big and their nose are like Jimmy Durante.
Welcome to Honkers. What you be eating?
Oh, yeah.
Called Honkies.
Welcome to Honkies.
It's Honkers.
You want the chicken wings today?
Although, I'd wear a honky shirt. I think it'd be fun.
Oh, my God.
It's like
gosh.
What Kanye's wearing these days on
that. Oh, hang on now. Don't get on that tip.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude,
you want a chicken sandwich?
I'll go ahead and say it before it ever gets here. I literally regret now saying years ago on the show that man was a genius. He is off his rocker. Like something, I'm finally saying it ain't marketing, it ain't artsy, it's not high level, deep thinking, it's nuts.
Well, like back then he was equal parts genius and mental, but now he's kind of off-kiltered for real.
Big time. He's now talking about he regrets having kids with Kim. It's like, dude, it's your kids.
Yeah.
That's Miss West. Northwest.
Wait, he's putting North on songs?
I know. With Diddy. It's just, wow, man.
Drama.
That's where we got to like pull. Like I said with Britney Spears, it was entertaining at first, and then I was like, okay, I'm watching a woman lose her mind. I feel, and I don't think that's entertaining. I mean, it's it sounds pussy-ish to say, probably, but it's
really.
No, I almost went full on F on you just now. Like, off. Not did. Like sexually, but like aggressive, mad. I was saying F off, but I didn't.
It's hard to, when you get past the nudity, you're like, okay, I've seen it before, and then this kind of.
Well.
At this point, it's like you think about the mental part after the physical part. I do, at least.
Yeah.
So back to the story.
I'm an objectifier first.
That's what we should just call this segment. It's not headlines. It's back to the story.
So back to the story. Here's some things that you can do to stay awake, which is important for me to tell you that. You can talk to someone on the phone, roll down a window or blast the AC, crank the radio.
Yeah.
Rub one out.
Depends on what you're hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then drink something with caffeine in it. That'll help you. So do those.
Do you know what we should do? We haven't done probably in a long time.
Is drink on the show?
Well, yes, not please. Only that. Drive without a shirt. I see people do it all the time in the summer, and I'm like, I wish I could drive without a shirt.
I'm not going to get away with anything.
They don't have
get pulled over.
Probably leather seats, because I don't care what size person you are, man or a woman, and children don't drive, so it won't be applicable to them, but you get that sweat back. You get that you back where it's just the condensation of sitting there, and when it's 60 plus and you sit in that, you get that swamp back going.
But you can,
more than just my armpit stain.
You too can drive without a shirt. If I do it, it's indecent exposure.
More than just my armpit stink.
People are going to get you to pull over because they're going to think your airbags have been released.
Do you think I'm not going to get pulled over and get a ticket if I drive without a shirt? I mean, come on.
They're going to say, where's the fare at? The bearded lady is.
I'm going to get two tickets. One for having tees and the other one for not putting my shirt on fast enough.
I doubt
it. Put your hands behind your back. I can't.
Where's your seatbelt?
They won't go back that far.
Ma'am, where's your seatbelt? I'm wearing my seatbelt.
I got buddies that are cops. Could you imagine me asking them to handle a ticket for me for driving without a shirt on?
Remember when Paige talked about years ago, she had and thank God she was okay, she had an automobile accident and the seatbelt turned
so
her left breast black. Is it like half her body was completely bruised, like morning, right down the side? That's kind of I bet it did.
That was broadsided.
Yeah. That was a chair.
Listen, you lie.
When Rob was in here earlier, God, Rob, I want to tell you, I didn't just fart, but that's weird to do.
The doctor work with him today.
He's going to book you for the next Comic-Con if you can fart on command.
The guy who can fart on command with his office chair.
That's what you're trying
too hard.
They're going to put you beside D'Onofrio.
Four right. Inscriptions only. All right, Paige, that was something else.
God, what if they put you beside Sting doing that? And he's like, could you really fart with your chair? That's impressive.
Yeah. I'll sit down and you hold the back over my throat.
It's not really impressive at all.
Look, I'm trying to do it right now and it won't do it. Y'all really got
to. Oh, yeah. Better eat some more vegetables, buddy. He's all the way down in his chair.
It's not the vegetables, it's the beans.
I had pork yesterday, man. That was awesome.
Pork rinds and chitlins.
No, Ryan's ain't in business no more.
You ever go to Mutt's and see the sign that says free porking in the rear?
I try to stay out of Easley. All right.
The hell?
Easley's like Greer now, where it takes three times as long to drive through as it normally used to.
Oh, I thought you meant you can go to our high school and sell your jewelry. I was like, we ain't there yet.
Oh, I usually bought mine there.
Greer High School?
Say, hey, kid, you don't want that high school ring, do you? You want some money for video games and stuff. Here's a free puppy. And then Mr. T pops in and says, fool, don't take that puppy from a stranger.
I literally saw a Greer cop quit because he was tired of going to Sunnyside every day.
Oh, he wasn't going into rehab? We will take a break.
It's like, I hate this part of town.
Come back and do some fun things for you.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we will do happy birthdays. Right after this, good morning.
The Rise Guys rule
every morning
with Batman.
If you don't smile right now,
Bat Boy.
On how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You stupid bitch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And we can't use the names.
Mm-mm.
Anonymous number one is about to confess that he's going to confess something that could either get him forgiven or like absolutely destroyed. So he let his friends who had given him a place to live free for like 3 or 4 months, didn't have to pay him a dime. He let them believe that their dog, who has an awesome name by the name of Tyrus, which I think of the great Tyrus Raymond Cobb.
Oh, yeah.
From Cobb County, Georgia.
Or O'Neill. That's Titus. God dang it.
That's Titus, yes.
I was thinking no, shut up. Shut up, fat boy.
You thought it was short for Toys R Us?
Now I was getting freaking Punky's on a Roll and Snoop Dogg mixed up.
I think you just had a stroke. Anyway, they let Tyrus, the little dog,
Tyrus.
He let them believe their dog was responsible for something that he actually did. And that actually was he peed on their wedding album because he was drunk and he slept on the couch and didn't know he was not in his room and all this. So, anonymous number one, you ready to do this, sir? You sure you want to do this, I suppose?
Yeah, man. Matt, man, if I had a dollar for every time I've heard you ask that on the radio the past, what, 15 years, I'd be a rich man.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
But hell yes, let me get down on humble knees, take a deep breath, and let's do this.
Let's do this.
Okay. All right. Fat Boy's going to get anonymous number two on the phone.
Wow, that sounds psychotic.
Well, I didn't realize till somebody put it out on the text line here that the guy who actually is the one who peed on the wedding album and blamed it on the dog, or got blamed on the dog, he didn't tell him otherwise, he's anonymous number one. And technically, that's what got us in this position to start with, was an anonymous number one.
Leave a message.
Oh, no. Oh, okay, we're going to voicemail. Good. Hold on, anonymous number one. We are going to voicemail. You imagine all this big buildup and then nothing
already.
I'll drive over there with my cellular device, sir, and knock on his door and get this done. I'm wanting to hear what happens with this. Several text messages right now of... Oh, no, that's not a good sign, Paige.
It's not. It's making me nervous.
The closest thing I can read on here that is radio friendly, and even Rise Guy's radio friendly, is that one time someone, I got to clean this up a little bit. Oh, okay, I'll tell you that later. Here we go. When he answers you on the phone with him.
Yeah, hello. Hello.
Hey, man. Good morning.
Hello. Wait, oh, hey, well, is that Drew? Is that you?
Oh, got hello. Covers blown.
Hey, bleep that, man.
How you doing? What's going on?
Hey,
Hey, hang on, dude. What are you talking to? What are you? Wait, is this some kind of? What, you doing April Fools on me? What's going on, man?
Look, man. I just this is I'm just nervous. Okay, I gotta tell you something.
Oh hell, wait. You okay? Well, you tell me. You, geez, what do you need bail money? I mean, you sound like you need some bail money. You okay? What's going on?
No, no, nothing like that. I just, I need to tell you something, and I hope you'll tell Jennifer too. But I am so.
Okay, wait.
Now, sorry, guys.
Hang on, dude. What's going on? Now you sound. Well, seriously, stop acting weird. What's going on? You okay? Yep. Wait a minute. Are you on something right now?
All right, good morning, Martin.
I gotta
clear this up real quick. You're actually on the Rise Guys morning show right now. The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys morning
show. We're on the radio right now. That is.
The hell I am?
What? Yeah, you are.
Don't hang up yet. Look, so Drew, or Anonymous number one, you said his name, and he didn't want to have names said, but I was thinking, how was that
going
to come up?
I don't know what's going on.
Please don't cuss. But you are on live radio, and
okay.
You will have to pay a lot of money if you get fined.
I wasn't about to, but go ahead.
I know, but listen. So he's got something to tell you, and we're hoping he would have done that, but, you know, we can do that for you.
No.
If you would.
No, I'll say it.
I'll get him word here. What is going on? I'm sorry.
Anonymous One.
I was the one who peed on your wedding album. It wasn't Tyrus. It was me. I was drunk. I'm so sorry.
Martin, you there?
I think we killed him.
Martin.
Oh, no.
Oh, crap.
Oh, no, we killed him.
He fainted.
Who's Martin? Martin laughing?
Oh, God, excuse me. Wait a minute now.
I can't tell if this is insane laughter or happy laughter.
I just took him after him.
Oh, wait a minute. This is that. What is this? A confession you're making? I got to tell you something, man. Yeah, Tyrus is gone, but it's not like we sent him to a shelter or something. He said my sister took him in. No, I'm sure we told you. We told you that at dinner. I know. What are you doing? April Fool's again, right? Tyrus is fine.
No, it is April Fool's, but this is not April Fool's.
Yeah, you absolutely did not tell me that.
No, I thought we. Wait a minute. You
don't cuss, please.
You know, you thought we just dumped him somewhere, or even worse.
Well, come on. Yeah, I thought y'all got rid of him for good because of that night.
Oh, come on. Now, you really thought we'd do that to a dog? Come on. Just because you, he peed on something? You think we like that? We wouldn't do that.
This is the silliest, craziest thing I've ever heard. But, why did you get rid of Tyrus the dog then? Because he thought it's because he peed on their
dog.
Yeah.
Well, Jennifer, my wife, she kept just breaking out all over the place every time she played with him. Oh. I mean, we didn't know we got him, but she was like allergic.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know if she had got eczema or something, but from it, I don't know if that's what you get. But
God, you can catch eczema from dogs.
Oh my God! No. So it wasn't because of the wedding album?
No. Yeah, but you're gonna love this. Believe it or not, she called a photographer. We got the entire thing reprinted in the exact same type of photo album and everything.
Okay.
Oh, dude.
I was thinking
about
that.
Let me pay for that. How much was it?
That was right around $1,300.
God bless.
Oh,
never mind.
Oh,
good hell.
Wow.
I might need some flex pay on that, but I'll do it.
Klarna.
Okay, Klarna. Wait a minute. But also, you're broke too, huh? Oh God, this is getting this better and
been,
better.
Okay, this has what? Been absolute. This you don't understand, and I don't know. Anonymous number one, I won't say your name, but because I know you don't want to be known as the guy who peed on people's wedding albums. But like Martin,
his name is Drew.
Oh, dang it, man!
I know he's saying.
But like. I like you, the way we've positioned this, Martin, is that like your dog, he did something at your house and that he blamed it on the dog, and people have been guessing the most insane things, like
vile stuff,
like vile things about, you know, the dog, and maybe, you know, involved your wife with eczema.
There's other things I could have blamed him for, believe me.
God bless America. All right. Martin, you are fun.
Oh, and, yeah.
Well,
I appreciate that.
I wasn't expecting this, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Thank you for taking that call. And Anonymous, hey, Drew, number one, Drew. Are you?
Hey, listen, let me just tell you this, though. I got to start listening to y'all.
Thank you, sir.
I got like, I don't know, what is it, like 7 or 8 texts from people already saying they just heard me on the radio. Oh,
hell yeah. Boys. Hell yeah. See, that's the payoff for us,
yeah,
Martin.
I'm really popular. Hey, you guys are popular, too.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Martin. You have a good morning, sir.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Sure. Bye.
All right, you too.
He's a little too giggly for me.
You know, that pause there. Oh, screw you. I didn't oversell that. I didn't know what the total ending would be, but I love that.
Yeah. He was good.
Anonymous, you still there? Even though we all know your name, but you still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. How you feel? I mean, you got to be feeling a little bit better now?
A little, yeah. That was just nerve-wracking as hell, man.
Yeah.
Devin, at least you didn't kill a dog, so.
Thank God.
True.
You need to apologize to the dog.
Well, the dog gave his wife eczema, according to him. Let me ask you this also, Drew. I'm being nosy now. What's the age difference between Martin and I just said your name. I'm sorry. Number one, Drew. How old is, what's the age difference?
He's about 20 years older.
Okay. I was wondering. I was like, there's a little age gap here. But all right. Well, you know what? It turned out all right. And Tyra's got a new home. And people who have a puppy were like, we don't know what to name it. Now you got a name because that's a fun name. And, oh, dude, that's what somebody texts in. There used to be a wrestler, and now his name's Tyrus. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, it was
Funkzilla.
Yeah, Funky's on a roll.
Yeah. All right.
Somebody call his mama.
Anonymous number one, thank you, sir.
Thank you, guys. All right. I appreciate your help.
All right, you have a good morning.
Thank you, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Lord. Guys, break it down. Live. CallRob.com studios.
Hey,
if you want to know about Comic-Con, you call Rob Young. If you want to know about everything legal, you call Rob Inerio.
Heck yeah.
It's time to say famous people born on the 2nd of April. Happy birthday.
Or
2nd.
Suck it. Second
of
eight.
You never do it with any enthusiasm, though, Paige. Like, suck it aggressively.
All right. Suck it.
There you go.
That's a little scary.
Put a little bass in it.
Okay. I assume this gentleman is big enough to do birthdays. I hear his name a lot, so we'll throw him in the mix here. The song is called Fear and Fridays. Gentleman by the name of Zach Bryan. Not the star of Home Improvement. That's no. Zachary Ty Bryan. Even though they look alike.
Oh, man.
I've seen that conspiracy.
You know, just because my daughter's a big fan doesn't mean that I need to know. He's got a couple songs I like.
Well, hopefully this is one of them.
It's not. I'm not looking up how old he is. I'm looking up what the song is that I like by him. Because, I mean, a lot of it is seems more like, you know, like a Taylor Swift style of song. You know,
oh, like poppy?
Or like, you know, sad. I like a song called Boys of Faith that he did. And then also... I remember everything with the beautiful and talented Kacey Musgraves.
I knew it would be by a woman. I remember everything.
That's the song.
Yeah. Of course a woman would sing it. They don't forget.
He's young, though.
It might surprise you.
Oh, he's not young. Oh, what a hint that may have been.
It might be.
28.
Oh, let's see. I don't know. I'll agree. 28.
Bump it up one for me, would you?
29?
29 years old for Zach Bryan.
We just figured out simple addition. Bump it up one, 29. He looks like young Garth Brooks, I think. Zach Bryan does.
Garth Brooks, maybe.
With like a little tiny caterpillar mustache.
You got three guesses.
Yeah, but you didn't say it was heavenly birthdays.
Actually, yeah, you got two guesses.
Migos.
Yep. Offset, of course, is no longer with us.
R.I.P. I just poured out some ginger ale for him, for my honey. I mean, homie, damn it, got me again. Should I go to that person's office today and apologize in person for calling them honey on email and not when I meant homie?
I'd be surprised if they're here. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime.
I thought it was Tuesday.
Oh.
You off one, brother.
Paige, when it comes to rap, I'm going to
say whatever you say.
But you didn't guess yet. Yeah, we're guessing.
That's what I'm saying. I was going to go with whatever she said.
If she got it, I'll be surprised.
Hold his Migos, right?
It is Migos. It is a Migo.
Oh, it's a Migo.
Yeah.
Which one? Quavo?
It is Quavo's birthday.
Quavo!
30. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime.
30.
35.
34 for Migos. Wrist twisting in the kitchen like a stir fry.
Offset is gone.
Yep. 2022 he was taken.
And Quavo is, and then there's the third one, right? There were three.
Take off, Offset, and Quavo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool.
Do you want to guess?
Still wide as the driven snow right here.
You know what? I don't know why I asked. You can either say suck it or guess. So I'm going to throw it out there anyway.
I'm going to pre-suck it because I feel as though that's leading.
I think you might for this one. Bobby Bones. Radio's Bobby Bones. Robert Bones.
Professional jealousy, the way I feel, the way I do. Also, you don't look country. You look like Buddy Holly.
He's ultra successful.
But I'm proud of his success as a radio person. I'm just, I wish it was me.
Yeah. What's you to a little bit?
I'm not like a, you got to have a, like a face for it or whatever. But I mean,
you know what I get jealous of?
You just got. I'm not a host. The guy like that could go host like Celebrity Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune or a talk show.
Wheel
of
Fortune.
But like, I can just sit around and talk about like stupid Southern, not stupid Southern, but like, you know, just my point of view on stuff. And it's not for everyone.
I'm not jealous of
and I don't want to bend for everyone.
I don't get jealous of the talent like with he and McAfee. It's the production budget, I guess you have. They got nice stuff.
Yeah, man.
Videos, great, pristine.
Yeah. It's all going that way, guys. I will, you know, in honor of the industry of radio, I will guess that he is 42. God, I hope I'm not older than him. 45.
46.
Bobby Bones from Arkansas is 45 years old. Got a bright future ahead of him.
Y'all, I think he's in the Charlotte market. Call him on my birthday and tell him to guess my birthday.
Let's do Michael Fassbender.
Or is it Bobby Bonet's? We've been saying it wrong. He was from a different country. He'd be Bonet's.
God, it might be Bonet's.
Like Ricky Bonet's.
Or like French Bonet's you get for breakfast.
Or when you get sinus. Oh, that's Flonase. Never mind.
He was Michael Fassbender, Magneto in the X-Men movies.
He was thinking of Bonet's.
He was in Prometheus, which sucked. He was good, though.
The beginning was awesome. It looked like it was going to be a great movie. Like, oh, this is DNA going out into the world, and this is the way things work.
12 years being a slave. Spoiler alert, he was not a slave.
No. And it wasn't a full 12 years, I understand.
How long was it?
11 years, 3 months.
I believe she would tell EG4 was the slave.
I don't know. Guess.
Yeah, he was great.
Who is it?
Michael Fassbender.
Yeah.
I guess his latest movie was the David Fincher movie, Killer, or How to Be a Killer, or...
You know, I don't know who it is. That's just, you know, you heard the thing with Rob Young. I don't have my ear to the ground.
You'd know his face, probably.
Yeah.
You probably know his penis. He's been naked a lot.
Is it a real pretty face? Has he been nakeder than Walt Goggins has been this year?
Jesus.
Nope.
God bless. Big Brown texted me, "Did you see Gemstones yet?" I was like, "Yeah, I saw Uncle Baby Billy's ding-a-ling in his butt again." Spoiler.
It's never the same one.
So. First 5 minutes, they love water sports.
It's never the same one. It's always a different one. And then Walton says he doesn't see him until it's time to, like...
attach.
Yeah.
Leave. So it's a different one every time, so you'll never know if it's really his or not.
Is Danny McBride's picking him out, he says.
I don't know. So if Paige doesn't know, I guess we can just let you tell us. I have no clue who it is. I ain't being a...
Paige knows it. Michael Fassbender? You know him. Oh, he's 48 years old. Look him up. Look at his face.
Is he hot?
Dude, it took me like 16 minutes to figure out Sheryl Crow this morning.
Yeah, it did.
Remember that? The falafel? Not a falafel. That's a Greek food. Skabuffle. Shamil Shamazel.
Hop and Stop Incorporated.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Surely you know who.
He's good looking. Dang. Like,
don't he look familiar?
Yeah.
Surely you know who Pedro Pascal is, right? He's the Mandalorian.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And...
He was the Persian prince in Game of Thrones that got his head smashed by the mountain.
Really good, serious character actor, but he can do comedy really well, too. He's been on SNL a couple times, and I didn't know who the hell he was at that point, but he's good.
He's great. The Last of Us, new season about to come out. That's a good show.
He's like mid-50s. I'll go 54.
55.
I was surprised by this. It's a big one.
It's big. 60.
50.
Wow.
Pedro Pascal's only 50 years old. Son of a bitch.
He's one of those
forever.
Guys, if he didn't have facial hair, he'd look a lot younger. Like, you think, he only has, like, a mustache, right?
Yeah.
You take that off, he looks like is like Karate Kid 2. Did I tell you the other day I saw the meme, and I didn't believe it, and I looked it up. Ralph Macchio now is older than Mr. Miyagi was when they filmed Karate Kid 1.
And he don't look like it. Oh, Mach.
Crazy, dude.
Stabler's birthday.
Kenny?
Elliot.
Oh.
Christopher Maloney.
He played a Klansman in a Jay and Silent Bob. What was it?
Harold and Kumar.
Harold and Kumar. Yeah.
Yep.
He and Chris Jericho.
It was odd to see like who popped up in that movie.
And he was cross-eyed, too.
He was the cross-eyed Klansman.
Oh, I bet he hates doing that movie now.
Also, Keller from Oz.
57? I knew Keller from Wade Hampton.
58.
Christopher Maloney. Looks great for 64 years
Good
old.
Good Lord.
Who would have even thought he was 64?
God.
You know what? I've got more happy heavenly birthdays than actual birthdays. But this is the last real birthday. She's still with us.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. She has not passed away.
You're not trying to April 2nd us?
Oh, no. I don't do that anymore. Yeah, I told you not to.
Ooh. Oh, this is not who I thought it was.
Who'd you think it was?
Dottie West.
She might be gone. She not Amy Lou Harris. She's still with us. Your cousin. You should feel ashamed.
You know, I was...
You got Kamala and Amy Lou.
I was told by one family member, on my daddy's side that we were related. And absolutely are not. I know that. I looked it up. Absolutely not. I am 1% Nigerian and a 20th Cherokee. So I have something for everyone.
Yeah, your ancestors got around.
Yeah. Don't ask me how. I'll tell you hello. She looked great with gray hair, too.
She pulled it off, that nice little touch. She's not even in her 80s yet. 78 years old. Amy Lou Harris. I might have to fly through these. There's a lot.
Do you even know who Dottie West is, though?
Golfed at Furman.
No, that was Dottie Rambo.
We've got Happy Heavenly Birthday, even though his daddy killed him. Marvin Gaye.
Ah, dude, and do you know that his dad murdered him on April Fool's Day?
Yep. But the second was the day he actually passed away.
Oh, but he died on his birthday?
Yep. Good. The day before.
Yeah, April Fool's Day was yesterday.
But I don't know why it's on today's.
But he died on his birthday.
Nah, the day before, they're saying. So today would have been his birthday, but died the day before.
Oh, okay.
I got it backwards. He would have been 86 years old today.
Oh.
Hall of Fame, Braves pitcher, and commentator. Beautiful hair.
Don Sutton.
Don Sutton would have been 80.
God, what the freaking cherry curl that white man had.
I forgot he passed away.
Yeah, me too. He was good. He's like a Tim McCarver, where you were a great ball player, but a damn good analyst.
He's dead, too.
Yeah, he is. All the good ones are gone.
Leon Russell would have been 83 years old today.
We're the last of our kind.
Horshack himself. His brother was a dentist in Florida.
Ron
Palillo would have been 76. Buddy Ebsen.
Good Lord. The Jake original Clampett. Tin Man.
He would have been 117 today.
Remember why he couldn't be Tin Man? The gray paint irritated his skin.
That's what it was. His big nuts. Leon Wilkinson. Leonard Skinner. Would have been 73.
Oh,
he survived the crash.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was trying to think. Did he die in the crash or did he survive? But he did and he died later.
Sir Alec Guinness, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Damn.
Would have been 111. And Casanova himself, he did exist, would have been an even 300 today.
So there was a real Casanova.
Giacomo Casanova.
Who sang the R&B song? Casanova. Casanova. Was it Johnny Gill? No, his
look
name
that
was
up.
Casanova.
That's going to bother me.
Gerald Levert.
Oh, rest in peace.
Yeah.
You had LSGC. It was Gerald Levert, Keith Sweat, and Johnny Gill.
Gerald Levert. Yeah. Damn.
Love LSG.
Levert.
I'm a white brother with soul.
And their dad was one of the OJs.
Yeah.
Not Simpson, but the band.
God, what was Gerald's daddy? Somebody tell me.
I just said it. Eddie.
Yeah.
It was the OJs. Imagine you're like this Motown group. Hi, we're the OJs. And then OJ goes and kills his wife. You're like, all right, guys.
We got to change it.
We're going to be the Orenthals now.
Man, Gerald died young, too.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah. Heart attack, man, I believe, when he passed away.
Heart attack, man. That was a Beastie Boys.
He was 40.
Song.
40 when he died.
I'd like to say this. I enjoyed today. It flew by like hell, I thought. Fatboy killed BDA today. That was so good.
I want to hear that song again, Fatboy. Promise me.
I'll rejoin it for you tomorrow.
Oh, we got it.
It's the best.
We'll rejoin. We'll get that on tomorrow. And then Rob Young, the king of Comic-Con, right here in Greenville, South Carolina. This weekend, SC Comic-Con. Go meet Sting for the last time. Go meet Vicki Lawrence, dressed as Mama. Vincent D'Onofrio. The Hardy Boys.
Giancarlo Esposito.
That one's tough for me to say. I'm glad you caught that one. And all that is going on this coming weekend. And I didn't mention it while he was on here, but Rob made a very, like, I think he donated like 6,000 pop vinyls to us during the LEO Santa.
It was a lot.
That was incredible. And
so
also,
nice.
Thank you for the VIP passes.
Thanks, man.
I'm not name dropping, but that was very, very nice of him.
We're going to get the Juice Cuz on it next year.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. There's hope.
All right, tomorrow, Facebook Fussing. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good. Yeah.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man. I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
Bye, baby. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.